Now, can I raise an issue that is specific to your area of expertise or your area of responsibility, Minister? Because the Daily Mail reporting today that up to a dozen lorry loads of food have had to be destroyed due to post-Brexit customs delays at Dublin Port. What is actually causing these delays and what are you planning to do about it?
Yes, so this is in relation to the movement of goods post-Brexit. And just to say, as we all know, a huge amount of work has taken place over the last few years in relation to getting the message and information out to companies in relation to what they would have to do post-Brexit. That was deal or no deal, that there were always going to be checks and SPS checks, deal or no deal. And this is the situation we're in at the moment. So just to say that 70% of the traffic going through Dublin Port is being green routed, which means it's flowing out of the port. There's no problem. Yeah, all of those companies have their documentation all in order. The issue is where companies and traders are not up to speed in relation to customs. So that's the owner of the goods. And just to stress that this is hindering the hauliers and people who are driving the trucks. It's not the hauliers' issues. It's the companies who own the goods. And what I'm calling on them is to directly engage with Revenue here, with the Department of Agriculture. If your goods are agricultural products, the helpline in Revenue, and this is one of my concerns, has been very low in relation to the number of companies contacting them. So if you want to move your goods at our ports, what you need to be doing is engaging in advance, in good time, with Revenue, with Customs, with the Department of Agriculture or the HSE, in before your goods leave your manufacturing plants, so that they can have free flow through our ports when they come here. This is mainly a lack of preparedness by a number of companies. I have to say, many of them are up to speed and do have all their proficient in relation to their custom systems. But the help of all of the information is there if they contact Revenue well in advance and the Department of Agriculture or HSE.
The President of the Road Haulage Association, Eugene Drennan, has called on the government to allow free flow of goods through Dublin Port for the next 2 weeks to deal with this, just because while people get their ducks in a row, basically. Would you consider suspending checks for a period until people's IT systems are up and running?
Again, this is a matter for customs, and customs and revenue have already put in an easement in relation to their online code system. But it's important to state here that the UK have left the customs union and the single market, and we have obligations, legal obligations, which we have been stating for years now. And these checks, agricultural checks, they have to take place. The best way to resolve this backlog and to ease the pressure on hauliers who, you know, are waiting too long now at ports because the advance preparation was not done by some companies, is that they get up to speed, they contact Revenue, they contact the Department of Agriculture and get their papers in order in advance of them leaving their bases to board ships, because they will have to be checked at our ports here in Ireland in order to comply with our EU regulations.
Okay.